So as we enter this practice of Yoga Nidra, you kind of arrange yourself first so you feel supported by the floor. You're going to go into a deep relaxation. You might even let your chin dip slightly towards your chest so your chin is below the level of your forehead. It kind of lets the thinking mind relax a little bit. And to do a little waggle or a little movement, you know, what could you do to get even a little more comfortable? So even that, just like a nurturing, like, yeah, I deserve to be comfortable. You do. And recognizing in this practice, this recognizing that everything is perfect. You know, not in a Hallmark card, you know, positive affirmation sort of way, but from the perspective that we are awareness. We are this authentic self that's experiencing, even in this moment, the body coming to stillness, the breath, some sensations, still some thoughts coming and going, and that all of those are perfect. And whatever surfaces in our practice of Yoga Nidra, whatever shows up, whether led by me or not, is absolutely perfect. If it shows up in your awareness, it's there for a reason. There's something perfect in everything that manifests. So you really set an intention around that. You intend to be alert, awake, aware, and present to every experience during this practice. That everything you experience supports you and deepens your understanding of this practice. Remaining alert, awake, aware, present to everything you experience. And then taking a moment here to create some form of an intention or heartfelt prayer. That part of you came here for a reason or is practicing Yoga Nidra or the self-inquiry for a reason. You're moving towards something. Your heart's longing for healing or transformation or clarity or enlightenment. And create that heartfelt prayer in the present moment. We don't hold it for the future, but experiencing it as a present description of our true nature. Our true nature, which is already whole and complete. But giving the little mind something to point towards. Where is this taking you? Now allow the sound of my voice to be the sound of your own voice that's guiding you through your body. As a body part is named, be aware of sensation that's present, not changing or enhancing it in any way. We don't create or imagine anything. Eyes are soft and relaxed. Aware of the mouth. Feel the surfaces inside the mouth. The front of the mouth, the teeth, the back of the mouth, the floor of the mouth, or the tongue, the ceiling of the mouth, the left side wall, inside right wall, the tongue itself, the inside of the mouth as sensation. Sensation radiating. And follow sensation as awareness travels out the ear canals, as tunnels filled with sensation, traveling out to left and right ear, and then out to the external ears, the folds and valleys of the external ear, the ear lobe itself, left and right, flowing sensation as awareness to the nose, the sensation of the air flowing in and out through the nostrils. The entire structure of the nose itself as sensation, sensation that's always been there, that will always be there. The felt experience of what is. Flowing sensation as awareness up into the eyes as orbs of sensation that radiate in all directions, out in front of the eyes, to the left, to the right, back behind the eyes, even deep into the brain. Sensation flowing back deep inside the head. The brain itself as sensation. The forehead, front of the brain. The crown and top of the head. The back of the head. Brain resting, floor of the cranium. Coalescing all the sensations inside and outside the head into one orb, one ball of sensation that radiates inwardly and outwardly. Follow the sensation of pouring down to the back of the neck and around to the front, the throat. There's a hollow notch at the base of the throat. Follow awareness and sensation over to the hollows of each armpit, the left and the right, the shoulder, flowing down the upper arm, left and right, the hollow of each elbow, left and right, the tip of each elbow, pouring sensation now down the forearms. The palms of the hands as sensation, the back of the hands, hands, wrists, forearms, elbows, upper arms, shoulder as sensation, to the notch at the base of the throat, now tracing a line of sensation down through the throat into the chest, the tactile sensation, the actual felt experience inside the chest. The shoulders and the back body on the floor, shoulder blades, the upper back, the organs within, pouring sensation now. Organs of the chest as this vibrant sensation, pouring sensation now down into the cavity of the abdomen. These tactile sensations inside the abdomen, outwardly, inwardly, into the organs, the spaces within, and the surface of the body, the muscles, the low back, the belly, and now the pelvis, pouring sensation into the pelvis as this sensation, tactile sensation. Pelvis, pouring sensation, the organs within, and now pouring sensation into the hips, left and right. Sensation is awareness flowing down through the thighs. Left and right, knees, the front, the soft area in the back of the knee. The shin and calf, left and right. The feet, the tops of the feet, the toes. The sole of the foot, left and right. And now feel the feet, the legs and the hips all coming together as this radiant sensation. Now bring together all of the sensations throughout the body into one global body feeling. Feeling the body as an orb of radiant sensation. Perhaps a pulse that's radiating out into space. Feeling all around the body, behind the body, through the floor, in front of you, to the left, right, below you and above you. This radiant sensation that flows in all directions. Sensing the feeling of space all around the body as radiant energy that's touching and caressing the body from all directions. You as a part of that energy. The space feelings radiating into the body feeling. The body feeling radiating into the space feeling. Feeling them dissolving one into the other. space feeling and body feeling are now one feeling, not two. Only unified global orb radiating, invigorating in all directions. In this moment, be aware of the breath flowing in and out of the nostrils and the natural rise and fall of the abdomen with each breath. And begin counting each cycle of inhalation and exhalation as you simultaneously observe the rise and fall of the abdomen. Starting now at one, counting abdomen rising one, abdomen falling one. Abdomen rising two, abdomen falling two, proceeding to 12. If you lose count, start at one again. Point, I invite you to stop counting. In this moment, dividing the body down the midline into right and left sides. And at the top of the next inhale, hold the breath for just a moment, a few seconds, and shifting your attention into the left nostril and the left side of the body only. And during the next couple of breaths, exhaling and inhaling and exploring sensation only on the left side of the body, left side of the head, left arm, left torso, left leg. Top of the next inhalation, pause, hold the breath for a few seconds, now shifting your awareness completely across the midline into the right nostril, right side of the body, head, right arm, torso, leg. During the next few breaths, exploring and experience sensation only on the right side. Top of the next breath, pause, awareness once again back to the left side. Left side only for one breath out, explore and feel. Full breath in, explore the left side only at the top of the breath. Left side, pause, shift over to the right side to exhale and inhale a breath. Continue in this manner for a few breaths. Each side has an exhale and an inhale, and then shift to the other side. Allow the two sides breathing together again. The whole body breathes itself. And in this moment, I invite you to locate somewhere a feeling of happiness in the body. Where is happiness in the body? We may wish to remember a time when you felt happy, to evoke that feeling of happiness. And then when the feelings arise, relinquish the memory and remain only with the pure emotion of happiness. welcoming, feeling fully this happiness where it resides in the body. Remaining alert, awake, and aware. Everything that's in your awareness is perfect. Now allow a feeling of sadness to rise up in the body. Where is that? You may wish to remember a time when you felt sad to help evoke this emotion. Then when the feelings of sadness arise, relinquish the memory and remain with the felt experience, the pure emotion. Feel yourself welcoming the feeling of sadness in the physical body. Now come back to embodying and welcoming the experience of feeling happiness. Where is that in the body? Maybe the brief memory, and then the felt experience. Feel it fully. And now alternate between these two, back to sadness. Feel it fully. Embody and welcome first one, then the other. Back and forth a few times, dancing one and then the other. One dissolving into the other. And now embody feeling both happiness and sadness simultaneously. Experience feelings of happiness and sadness at the same time. Experience and welcome these opposite emotions and notice how doing this acts on the body-mind. Now experience being relaxed. Remember a time when you felt relaxed. Memory, a vacation, or something. The felt experience surfaces, and then relinquish the memory and welcome the actual feelings of relaxation. Deep relaxation. And now embody the opposite feeling of being angry or frustrated. Remembering a memory and then relinquish the memory, come to the actual felt experience of this anger, frustration. Where does it reside in the body? Feel it fully. If there's resistance, welcoming in the resistance. And now back to that feeling relaxed, deeply relaxed, and feel it fully where it resides. And begin that dance again. Feel and experience one fully where it resides, fully present, body still full of sensation, tongue still full of sensation. And then shift to the other. Dance these back and forth. Relaxation and anger, frustration, back and forth. And again, finally, attempt to hold both simultaneously. Holding both simultaneously, and notice the effects on the body-mind. And finally, bring in the belief, that belief that you held to be true about yourself. Maybe there's an image or an event or a time that brings about that feeling or that memory or that belief. Bring it on fully. Where does it reside in the body? Feeling safe and comfortable. And now explore its opposite. If that belief were no longer true, what would the opposite look like? Where would that feel and be in the body? Feel its opposite. If that belief were no longer true. And then go back to the original belief, feel it fully. And its opposite, fully. If it were no longer true, dancing back and forth. Again, attempt to hold both simultaneously and notice the effects on the body-mind. And simply in this moment, be aware of thoughts that are going on and through the mind right now. Allow thoughts and images to spontaneously arise and experience how they evoke sensation and feeling in the body. Don't censor or refuse any thoughts or images. Experience their spontaneous arising as they always are, simply observing what passes through your awareness. And now allow the following images that I call out to appear in the mind's eye and see how they act on the body-mind. See the sun rising in the morning sky. The sun rising in the morning sky. Birds flying across a clear blue sky. Waves rolling across the ocean. A storm raging at sea. A sandy beach on a warm summer's day. People fighting in a war. Yourself relaxed and at ease, lying on a warm sand beneath a clear blue cloudless sky. The moon shining brightly. The flame of a burning candle surrounded by darkness. A body lying on the ground. A white flower floating on a still pond. You seated in quiet meditation. A raging river filled with debris. an infinite, vast sky open, completely empty. This moment, awareness of consciousness itself, that you are just as you are, without needing to change or modify your experience, welcoming everything just as it is, being aware of being aware. Reflecting on this awareness that I have a body. I am aware of this body. This body is an experience unfolding in my awareness. I have a body, and I am more than the experience of this body. I am aware of this body. I have emotions. These emotions are experiences unfolding in my awareness, changing, sometimes contradictory, swinging from love to hatred, from calmness to anger, from joy to sorrow. Yet awareness is constant, aware and unchanging. I have emotions and I am aware of these emotions. I have thoughts, I have a mind, but I am more than this mind. I am aware of the changing thoughts that come and go in this mind. I am the awareness that is aware of all of these thoughts of this mind that is moving and sometimes still. I have a mind, and I am aware of this mind and its changing conditions. I am aware of, and therefore separate from, all that arises in my awareness. The body, the energy, the emotions and feelings, the thoughts and beliefs, aware of, and therefore separate from. I am the one who is aware. Recognizing this awareness that you are every morning as the body mind is waking up, being the awareness that you are, as you are every evening as the body mind goes to sleep. Tonight, experience your body mind falling asleep in you, in awareness. And then the experience of the body mind reawakening again tomorrow in awareness, in you. Experience how the body mind is a movement in you, whether it is asleep or awake. In all states and conditions of consciousness, you are always being awareness. Now start to feel the body mind waking up in this moment, in awareness, and maybe it begins to move slightly and slowly, coming back slowly to the eyes open, alert state of wakefulness. Feeling yourself as the awareness in which your personality wakes up and moves in. As the body mind slowly returns to its mentally alert and wide awake state of living. Just before the eyes open, pause and let your heartfelt prayer resurface in this moment. Let this evolving for you inspire you to return to the yoga of life, the unfolding of consciousness in the waking state. This practice mentors us into understanding that all is one. There is no separation anywhere except as a projection of mind. We are awareness, and all objects are extensions of awareness. When we are serving ourself, we are serving all others. And when we're serving another, we are serving ourself. Om peace. When you're ready, I invite you to make the slow transition. Really savor this time of awareness. So as you practice that returning, maybe the eyes open for a moment and close again. Sometimes the eyes open to the world outside, immediately the mind can return. Practice remaining in awareness. And as the eyes open, as the world starts to return in a few moments, can you stay in awareness as the thoughts, the ideas, the beliefs, the emotions return, the sensations in the body return? Adiós.